Part 12. I met a bear. Sounds weird. I saw a bear. I met a problem. Nope. I had a problem. I met this word for the first time. Again, no. I saw this word or I heard this word for the first time. So when you say, I met a bear, I literally imagine you shaking hands with a bear. I saw a bear. You could read, I met a bear. I encountered a problem. I discovered a new word. It's not wrong. It's just not how we talk. So like to my ears, that sounds too stylized or too formal for everyday conversation. I encountered a bear is something that you might read in a book. Other more native ways to express the same idea are I ran into or I came across. I ran into a bear when I was out hiking. Means you met or found or encountered this thing when you were not expecting to. So we ran into some problems, or I ran into a friend while I was out shopping. I came across a bear. To come across means to find something that you're not looking for. I came across some cookies on sale while I was out shopping. While I was cleaning my house, I came across my old journal. By the way, nice to meet you is only used the first time that you're introduced to someone. So every time after that, don't say nice to meet you. It's nice to see you. To end a conversation with someone that you already know, hey, it was nice seeing you again, or it was nice chatting with you again. I'm so glad you reached out. To reach out is to contact someone. Like you're reaching out to them. You can say, thanks for reaching out. I'm so glad you reached out. Or for future, feel free to reach out anytime. You can use this at the end of a professional email. Feel free to reach out with any questions. It sounds professional and polite. You can also say, I'll be in touch, to mean I will contact you in the future. Here's the thing about phrasal verbs. You have to get them exactly right. Like you have to use the right preposition or people won't understand what you're talking about. So when I say thanks for reaching out, you have to use out. You can't say reach in, reach up, reach down, reach over. If you say those things, no one will understand what you're saying. Let's touch base on Friday. Touch base means I want to contact you briefly for an update. I want to be updated about the situation. So if we're working on a project together and I say, let's touch base Friday, I want to know how the project is going and what's going on with the project. I'll get in touch with you next week. So to get in touch with someone, again, means to contact you. I got in touch with him yesterday means I contacted him yesterday. Keep in touch is a really casual way to say, stay in contact with me. Don't disappear. Don't go anywhere. Keep contacting me. To make this sound more professional, you can say, please feel free to stay in touch. Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you. What have you been up to? To get a hold of someone means to reach them, to contact them successfully. I've tried to call you several times, but you didn't pick up your phone. I couldn't get a hold of you. Okay, changing gears a little bit. Imagine that we are going to go on vacation together, but our plans are up in the air. If your plans are up in the air, it means there are details that you have not figured out yet. There are problems that you haven't solved. Maybe we're not sure where we're going to go. We don't have the tickets yet. We're not sure where we're going to stay. It's up in the air. I haven't nailed down my travel plans yet. Nothing is set in stone. So to nail something down is to confirm the details. And set in stone means those plans are confirmed. Nothing is going to change them. So if our plans are up in the air, it means they're not nailed down and they're not set in stone. So imagine we're making these plans together, but I can't confirm yet. I can say, let me get back to you later. To get back to someone means to contact them again to continue a conversation that you're having. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or let me get back to you next week. Or let's touch base next week. Hopefully we can get everything nailed down. If you're going on vacation, are you the type of person who likes to have plans nailed down or set in stone? Or do you like to leave everything sort of up in the air so that you can be more spontaneous? If you like to leave things up in the air because you're the type of person that likes to be spontaneous, you could say, let's just see how it goes, or let's play it by ear, to mean, let's see how we feel when we get there. So maybe you're going to Hawaii and you don't know how you're going to feel one day when you wake up. Maybe you wake up and you want to go swim with the dolphins, and maybe you want to relax by the pool. In the next lesson, we're going to learn native ways to agree with someone and 1 million ways to say you're welcome. Not really.